Morning, we have Mr. Milner.
Good afternoon, brethren. Of all God's creatures, we as human beings have the unique and awesome privilege of being created in His image. The greatest benefit of this is being able to have a personal relationship with God. Throughout His Word, God repeatedly demonstrates the importance of right relationships. In fact, Jesus said, the two greatest commandments are to love God and to love your fellow man. Beginning with our creation, God has done multiple things to initiate this relationship with us, and then He leaves it up to us to respond to Him and to show initiative. He wants us to show initiative to grow and to nature this relationship. And the only way to do that is with good communication. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you, as we are told in James chapter 4 and 8. Church, we must know and understand that our prayers keep us connected to God. Now more than ever, we need to continue to build a good relationship with our Father. And a good relationship depends on two-way communication. For a healthy and strong relationship to thrive, it must have good dialogue. And we should know that God is the greatest communicator. He records in the Bible His revelation of everything we need to know about His plan for our lives. His Word, it gives us worldview. It gives us the truth about life. And His Word also gives us truth about the past, present, and also the future. In addition, He also communicates with us and guides us in other ways. He has blessed us with His Holy Spirit and has blessed us with the many different members that we have that make up His church. Today, we will look into God's Word and remind ourselves of the privilege and power that we have to go to our Heavenly Father in prayer through Jesus Christ. Now, many of us in this room are possibly have been blessed to be grandparents and also parents. So I know that we can connect with the emotion of the desire of a parent that wants to hear from their children. They want to hear from them because they love them. And God wants to hear from His children this for the same reason. It is because He loves us. Now, some may ask, what is prayer? And simply put, it is speaking and conversing with our Creator. Everyone can do it, and we should. We must know that God hears and is interested in answering prayers. We must also believe that prayer is effective. And we must also believe that God is never too busy to listen to us. Now, the Bible gives us many examples of Jesus fervently praying to His Father, not only praising God, but also asking for help. Now, let's think about this for a minute. Jesus was God in the flesh. And we can read about that in the first chapter of John, verses 1 through 5. Now, if Jesus needed help from His Heavenly Father while He was down here on earth, then how much more do we need to pray for God's help? Now, Jesus' disciples, they soon realized their master's source of power. And they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Let's quickly look at Luke chapter 11, start at verse 1, and we'll read down to verse 4. Luke chapter 11, starting at verse 1. Now it came to pass, as He was praying in a certain place, when He ceased, that one of His disciples said to Him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught His disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us for our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. These set of scriptures are widely known as the model prayer, and this is an example that Christ taught his disciples on daily prayer, on what things you may want to mention when you are praying to the Father. Now let's also turn to Matthew chapter 7, and let's start at verse 7. Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 7 and 8, it reads, Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. I believe that Jesus attempted to simplify his answers to their questions there in Luke 11. He says, Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. And it's interesting, I found in our English language, that those beginning phrases, ask, seek, and knock, the first letter of those words spell the word ask. And I do believe that is not a coincidence. I believe that those words are put together from our God. He wants us to ask. God wants us to ask in our prayers to him. He wants us to continue to seek him by reading his word. He wants us to believe that when we call upon him or we knock, that he will hear us. And God wants us to grow in understanding and application on how to pray. Growing in our prayer life can be compared to possibly learning a new hobby, a new sport or activity. We will get satisfaction and rewards when we can increase and add knowledge and skill to what we're doing. And that is why it's so important for us to continue to read and gain understanding from the teaching of God's word. When praying, we must remember that our Heavenly Father and his Son, Christ, want to have a personal relationship with each and every one of us. Let's turn to John chapter 15, and let's start reading at verse 13. John chapter 15 and verse 13. Greater love has no one than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Here we see Jesus explained a crucial factor in a true relationship between friends. He explains that there is an ongoing, open, and sincere communication. And he says that a true friend is someone you talk with openly and regularly. Now let's take a minute and think about our prayer life. Ask the question, how good of a friend am I to God? Or how good of a son or daughter am I to my Heavenly Father? Now we are familiar of Scripture in 1 Peter 5 and 8. It says that Satan the devil is our greatest enemy and that he walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. And there in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, it explains that how we need to have spiritual armor, or we need to put on spiritual armor to withstand the wiles of the devil. And prayer is an important part of that armor. If we see Ephesians 6, starting at verse 18, it reads, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I might open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." Why would we want to face life's battle with no armor? But if we do not pray, then we become prey to this roaring lion that is seeking to make us prey. So as we grow in our relationship with God, it's only logical that he expects us to fulfill certain conditions if we want his help. And God will not continue to answer prayers for someone who is unwilling to do his or her part, to, you know, read the Bible and obey what it says, and to learn to love him. He is the greatest communicator, and he wants us to communicate with him now more than ever. Let's grow in prayer and knowledge of our Heavenly Father, and let's call upon him every day.